Thank you, Steve. All right. It's Bill. It's Wendy. And 50 years ago today, 23 inches of snow fell in Chicago, making it the largest single snowfall in Chicago history.
The snowstorm of 67.
The blizzard.
The blizzard of 67.
And people didn't have to worry about driving in it because they couldn't. They just pulled over, parked their car all on the expressways everywhere. Nobody could drive. But hopefully we're not going to get that blizzard. I do know we're getting some snow, and we're going to talk some winter driving and other things with John Tunnell, who's with us. He's been an Allstate agency owner for over 10 years. John, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Remember the blizzard of 67?
You're too young, aren't you? You don't remember it.
I don't remember it real well. I wasn't here yet, but a few years later, I was in the 70s for those blizzards. So
we lived on in an apartment. My family and I lived on the second floor of an apartment, and the snow was so high that when we looked out our windows in the second floor, we looked like we were on the first floor. The snow came right up to the windows on the second floor.
Wow.
It was huge.
And we were, what, 4 years old at the time?
Yeah.
So it really was like these mammoth hills that were all over the place. I wasn't scared as a kid.
No, it was great.
It was, you know, you could finally do sledding in your own yard.
Right. Right.
Because there was actually a hill.
John, well, thanks for coming by. This was fun.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Right. So winter driving, we always say this. I actually notice more problems when it's raining. Like, what happens to people where they forget how to drive?
I think they get distracted a little bit with those devices that they have called telephones. I think that they're using Facebook and probably texting your show at 24720.
Maybe.
Asking questions.
It's possible. But you've noticed this, I'm sure, that that's become, and it's so disturbing. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. People are doing it. It's illegal. It's dangerous.
And they're not getting pulled over for it.
No.
No, unfortunately, they're not. And distracted driving does lead, you know, when we have severe weather with snow, rain, sleet, whatever, it's important to pay attention. But unfortunately, at those times, it seems for whatever reason they continue to check social media and whatnot.
I have not seen figures on whether or not there are more accidents in the age of texting and using your cell phone while you're driving. But you guys must have access to those numbers. Aren't more people getting into fender benders or worse because they're doing things other than just focusing on the road?
Unfortunately, the claims have been going up. We keep data, and we can take a look at with precipitation or without, so snow, sleet. And what they're finding is that in Illinois specifically, during that time, we are actually ranked about 131 out of 200 of the safest cities. So we're not doing so hot.
No, that's
Chicago.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. So the top 200 safest driving cities right here in America, and what number are we?
131st.
Oh, terrible.
It looks like as far as like Chicagoland itself, the likelihood for a collision goes up about 18% above the national average. So usually
it goes up when the weather's bad or when people are distracted and driving.
A combination of both, but specifically when the weather is worse. So the participation goes up. And we find that the safest drivers out there are in Brownsville, Texas, where they're not having snow like today here.
That's where we should drive from. I'm going to move
That'd
to Brownsville,
long,
Texas and drive in
commute.
Every day.
Don't know a whole lot about it, but it sounds like they have a lot of safe drivers there.
Boy, they must, to be number one in the country. And then you got to tell us what the worst is. What would the worst be?
New York.
Is it really?
Is it New York City? Are they the worst?
I assume, unfortunately, I don't have that stat.
Oh.
I just looked at the safest. And
all right.
Looked
well, they're
going
to sue you now, John. You have a good attorney.
Allstate agent and owner John Tunnell in the studio. I have a question that maybe you know the answer to, maybe you don't. I have a son who's 17 now, still doesn't have his license. I know Bill and I talked about this. When I was 16, I went on my birthday to get my license. I couldn't wait. And I'm noticing that kids are not in a big hurry to drive anymore. Why is that?
You know, that's a great question. My grandmother never drove herself. Like, she was 80 years old before she actually tried to drive, and she got so scared that she didn't. But I think
was like that back then. A lot of women didn't really drive. They didn't need to.
Sure, but I think that the kids these days, I don't know what it is. The cost of having an extra car in the household probably is a little tougher out there for people.
But I'm dying for him to get his license so he can help with some of the errands. I know your insurance rate definitely goes up, especially for a teenage boy.
Yeah, the distractions are out there. Hopefully he's a good driver. I'm sure that you've set a good example for him. But
he shouldn't really drive with me. That's probably, he should drive with his dad.
Your grandmother decided at 80 that it was time to start driving?
Time to test drive out the Impala. So luckily it wasn't in a snowstorm, but God rest her soul. She's no longer around. But
how about that?
But it's scary driving now, and I was just going to also say that, and Bill, you've noticed this too, the kids are better about texting and driving than we
are. The parents are.
There's a lot of pledges out there. We have a where we pledge not to text and drive, and a lot of the high school students in the local communities have signed up for that. I think it's important for the parents to even sit down with their kids, and if their kids are doing that, maybe it's time for us to, as parents, to set that example too, and you know, just make a commitment. You know, Facebook or whatever it is, it can wait for a few minutes. Let's get there safe.
Is there such a thing as a mechanism that would disable a phone from having text abilities while the person's driving? I'd be all for that.
Yeah, I know a lot of carriers do have that app. Yeah. AT&T offers one. But absolutely, I think the key is maybe just to turn it off, put it in your trunk so you don't have the temptation.
That's a good idea.
I can't do that.
Well, because you got the bodies in your trunk. There's no room for anything else. It's jam-packed in there.
You're very funny. All right, so Allstate agent and owner John Tunnell in the studio. Where are your, you have two locations here in Chicago. Where are they located?
We're in Albany Park area and Edgebrook. So, but we are licensed statewide in Indiana and Wisconsin, just a small plug there. So.
Perfect.
Talk about driving safely. How can we make our homes a little safer?
Sure. I think this time of the year when the weather is the way it is, you know, it's good to take a look at the gutters, make sure that they're, you know, clear at this point. Make sure that the ice damming doesn't happen when the ice comes back. Get the furnace checked out. Get the dryer vents checked out. Just we want to make sure that, you know, house fires, unfortunately, can happen. Also, the pipes can freeze, so you want to make sure to keep the temperature about 65 degrees if you're gone. Sometimes we turn it down because the cost goes up on the gas, but it's good to monitor that.
You
want to
leave a little water dripping through if you're going away for any length of time, right?
Absolutely, and keep the cabinet doors open.
Okay. Oh, what does that do?
It lets the heat circulate
around the pipes.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that. All right.
The cabinet, like under the sink, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not your kitchen cabinets. That won't make any difference.
And not your front door because people would rob you.
Oh, that might not be the greatest idea.
Right. It's good advice.
All right. Let's just take a quick phone call from Steve because I was really curious as to why kids. Wasn't one of your daughters not in a hurry to drive? Is she driving yet?
Reese still isn't. No, Kylie, as soon as she turned 16, got her license, and Reese just wasn't interested.
And she's 20.
We're not pressuring her. Yeah.
And Steve, how old were you when you got your license?
I didn't get my license until I was 18 because our family only had one vehicle, and I knew that the only time I would be able to drive it was to, in fact, run errands for my mom.
Ah.
Maybe that's why he's not getting
it. That's it. Huh. That's very smart.
All right. Very interesting. Well, thank you, Steve. You a good driver now?
Oh, yeah.
Any accidents recently? Oh,
I think you just got in one. I know.
You just got in
one. Don't you get a discount if you're accident-free?
Absolutely. We do have, you know, the way that rates are based, safe drivers also come into a company, you know, with a better rate.
Right.
Just based on their driving history.
And talk about this, John, because people always say, well, how is this fair? But it's less expensive to insure a girl driver at the age of 16 and in that age bracket than it is a boy because more boys get into accidents at that age, right?
Unfortunately, when I first got my driver's license, I was 16. I had two car accidents. One the first day I had my license, one a week later in my parents'. I totaled their car.
Attaboy.
And then their second car. So that wasn't as bad, but the statistics just support it. You know, you got to figure the amount of, you know, the size of a car. And sometimes not to say that 16-year-old boy wouldn't, you know, think sometimes, but
right.
You know, you can get distracted a lot easier at that age, and just you're not as, you know, I had an accident on ice, so
all your fault.
Yeah, it was the first time I drove on ice. I had no experience at it, so you know, just being able to have experience driving, I think that helps out. You know, I know a lot of kids these days they're driving more with their parents, which helps out, but you know, when I got that driver's license, I thought, I'll just take my friend to school. And
and then the accident.
It wasn't a good situation. I wasn't prepared.
So. All right, but see, that's a guy I can top you because I got, my sister took me out driving with just my permit, and I got in an accident.
Oh, dear.
And thankfully, it was just a fender bender. It was an uncontrolled four-way stop, no stop signs. And I, you know, my sister's coaching me, you pull up to the intersection, you slow down, make sure no one's there. And I slowed down and no one was coming. I got in the intersection and just then someone from the right, which technically they'd have the right of way, came flying through the intersection and hit the right front end of the car. And I will never forget this because it's like, I'm going to get arrested. I have my permit. It's only a permit. And she's like, that's okay. I'm an adult. I'm with you. And this is before cell phones. So she made me go to some lady's house and ask if they'd call the police. I said, why don't you do it? She said, you have to learn these things, Wendy.
Yeah,
but it was really a good experience.
Good advice.
Wow. But that's your girl guy thing, so it's just statistics can be wrong.
I didn't know what to do, so I just cried.
I think you chose the right one. Just a quick note to the listeners, if you order an Uber and either John or Wendy come to your house to pick you up, you may want to reconsider.
Well, thank you so much for coming up. John Tunnell, you've been an Allstate agency owner for the past 10 years and in the Albany Park area.
And Edgebrook.
And Edgebrook. And if people need to contact you, you can give your addresses, phone numbers, whatever you want to do.
773-279-8600.
Give it one more time.
773-279-8600.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
A quick break and then more show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.